Sudan's siege and Venezuela's blocked relief expose governance failures. Britain and Germany are calling for an urgent UN Security Council debate on El Obeid, the capital of Sudan's North Kordofan state, where the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary has mounted a siege accompanied by reports of civilian massacres, displacement, and aid blockages. The call for formal debate is a diplomatic signal. Any binding Security Council resolution will almost certainly be blocked by Russian or Chinese vetoes, but placing the situation on the record creates documentation that can support future accountability mechanisms. Sudan's broader conflict, which began in April 2023, has already displaced more than 10 million people internally in what humanitarian organizations are describing as one of the worst displacement crises on the continent. Venezuela presented a more pointed confrontation with international norms. Video surfaced showing Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello, already under U.S. Treasury sanctions under the Global Magnitsky Act for alleged drug trafficking connections, personally blocking a U.S. rescue team attempting to reach earthquake victims in La Guaira. Senators Rick Scott and Representative Carlos Jimenez called for accountability, noting the act potentially runs afoul of international humanitarian law, which generally requires parties to facilitate disaster relief access regardless of political disputes. Both lawmakers represent Florida constituencies with direct ties to the Venezuelan diaspora, and their statements carry electoral weight as well as diplomatic intent. On a separate domestic front, the Department of Justice filed suit against Massachusetts and Rhode Island over their in-state tuition policies for undocumented students, arguing the benefits violate the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. Both states contend their policies are based on residency rather than immigration status. The litigation is part of a deliberate pattern of using DOJ suits to force states into choosing between federal compliance and their own legislative priorities. A strategy that will take months to resolve in court, but is already reshaping the political landscape of immigration enforcement.